Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacy Cole, and Todd Michaels. This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacy Cole, and Todd Michaels.
All right, switching gears now over to Donna Adelson. Of course, we've been watching this case like crazy and digging into all of the nooks and crannies of where this case has been and where it is going. Defense attorney Bob Mata, host of the podcast Defense Diaries, joining us. You've been watching it. I know you've been running it live over on Defense Diaries. Let's just get to it. What was it like the moment they said, Donna, you're guilty, and the Bob, I want to see you do an impression of that. Like, give me your best Donna. Give me your best Donna. You were found guilty, Donna.
It was something like
that was great.
Along the lines of that. For me, as you said, we watched the entire trial. It was expected.
Of course.
They put forth a very strong circumstantial case. There was no way that Donna was going to be able to take the stand and be able to explain away the consciousness of guilt stuff that happened after the fact. And I just was of the mindset going into that trial, because you always kind of look at it from an attorney's perspective. You say, okay, if this was my client, and the lawyers for the defendants know what, they're not being surprised. They know what the evidence is going to be leading into trial. So that's when you sit down with your client and you say, look, all right, they've already gotten Charlie on this. That's going to come in at this trial. They've already gotten convictions on, the two hitmen and Katie, and that's coming in at a trial. So they're able to build this narrative. Mm-hmm. Is damn near impossible to overcome. And then when you pepper in the actual evidence that they have, and when you look at it, if I were to write it on a piece of paper, the three or four things that I think that got her convicted, mm-hmm. and I slid it over to you and I said, hey man, you think we should try to prosecute this person? Mm-hmm. And you looked at that alone, just those four things, you'd probably like, thin man. But when you have the entire backstory by way of the way that Georgia was able to knock these dominoes down in succession, to where you have that and you know what's coming in at trial, it then becomes a very, very powerful case because you really need all of that backstory to give context of why these three or four seemingly little things in terms of just a text of a few words, you know, of a bump and her making a call and her texting Charlie, like all those things just on their own without that backstory may have been a tougher case, but that just wasn't, that wasn't what we were dealing with here. So ultimately, you know, you think about the conversations that may have been taking place between Donna's lawyers and Donna about, well, do you want to take this trial? You know, I mean, if you're a good attorney, you're giving your client the honest evaluation of their case and what their likelihood of success is at trial based on bad facts. You know, you can look and say, these are very bad facts. I don't know. You know, this isn't a silver-tongued issue where we're going to be able to talk your way out of it. And, you know, yes, we can give some kind of alternate explanation of why maybe you were trying to go to Vietnam on a one-way ticket. And, you know, maybe we can explain away with context clues that push people the other way on some of the things that you said. You know, maybe we can attack the fact that they can't really geolocate you. However, we have this huge problem of you texting Charlie saying I'm outside.
So, do you think that's how that conversation went though with Tom Petty? Do you think I'm kind of picturing more of a, my kids don't even call me anymore and I don't get to see them and their kids, after all I've done for them, after all those winnings I made on Wheel of Fortune years ago, Pat Sajak even said you are a good mother. Pat said I was a good mother. Vanna looked me in the eye and said you are a shining star. I wish I looked just like you. I wish I just looked like you. Tom, what do you think I should do?
Well, I think you should do exactly what you've been wronged. Those kids, I know they don't call, do they?
They just don't call.
They don't call. I'm going to bring that up.
We've lost Tony.
More like how it went. I don't think it was the calm, collective conversation like you were describing, where it's like, maybe we could go this way, maybe we could go that way.
Yeah, and for the record, it's Tom Spade. She's definitely the love child of David Spade and Tom Petty.
You've been saying Tom Spade. I've been saying Petty.
Yeah. No, man. Yeah, that's true. From Donna's perspective, she has little to no motivation not to go to trial.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, for her, it was always going to be, I'm going to roll the dice. I think in her warped mind, there's this kind of element of a Lori Vallow type narcissism that exists with her. To where I think that she had fooled herself because of the passage of time in terms of when they finally arrest Charlie and they get him convicted. Like, I think that she had convinced herself that they really didn't hire somebody to kill Dan Markell. Like, I honestly do. I think that whatever Charlie was working out with Katie and getting the hitmen secured, that Donna was basically absolving herself of any of that in her mind by, supplying the money. And I didn't make any of these plans. Like whatever Charlie was doing. And he said he needed some money.
And according to the rules of Donna in her mind, the Donna rules say, well, just because you're signing the checks doesn't mean you killed him. That just means you're signing a check to an employee of Charlie. It's Charlie's business. I don't know. So she keeps telling herself there's all these layers of insulation between me and this, even though you're signing the checks to the person who got the hitman involved.
Exactly. You know, I mean, that is the definition of a conspiracy. It's literally when you are a part of it and your part of it is to pay the money. Where you might as well be pulling the trigger. It's the exact same thing. So,
there's a vast amount of fraud going on here. I mean, at some point, the IRS is going to have a say in this as well. Like, you're paying somebody for work and they're not working. They didn't do any work for you. So there's this whole implication of what's coming next, other than the fact that somebody's dead.
I would imagine the IRS would have already gone through this, wouldn't they, at this point? Or because, I mean, none of that gets disclosed. It's not like, oh, the IRS is investigating you, and that's never going to be public unless you want to make it public. But I would imagine at some point they were looking at the finances here, and that had to be at some point. I don't know. I mean, because the story's not done. By the time the IRS gets involved, or if they haven't yet, there's not going to be a whole lot of money left, I'm guessing. But there's so much more to come on this case, it seems. But before we get to that, of what's coming ahead for the Adelson family. The reactions of Donna throughout the case, you know, obviously being in a courtroom, you're a defense attorney, you know that the image that your client presents is very important to a jury. It's not just about the argument and the words that are being said aloud. Obviously, the way those are being said matter, but the perception of the client to the jury means a lot. They threw a cardigan on her, and that was about it. I mean, were they that stupid? Were they that inept and that dense to how she was coming across to that jury? Or do you think Tom Spade there thought, you know what? I can't control this woman. She's going to do what she's going to do.
No, I think that there was probably a lot of discussions that took place between her attorneys in terms of how they wanted her to look for that trial. So it was the cardigan, you know, kind of the Marshall's shirt that she had underneath, and then the must hair. The must hair, like, it was those three components together that they were trying to roll out the sweet old granny type deal. So as opposed to, you know, I mean, you look at Donna, I mean, they're a well-to-do family, or they were. And you look at her prior to when, you know, prior to them starting to get arrested.
Yeah.
Before that all started to take its toll, you know, she came across as a sophisticated, well-to-do woman in terms of how she appeared. And in this particular type of case where you have the story, this theory by the state that, look, this was a very well-off family. This was a woman who was absolutely obsessed with getting her grandchildren to where she could see them at will. And she was really the matriarch of the family in the sense that she continued to be able to manipulate her children long into adulthood. I think that they came to the conclusion, if we're going to have any shot here, we can't have any semblance of that Donna, the sophisticated, well-tailored, hair's done properly, makeup, you know, like they had to try to go with, we're going to roll in the sweet granny for simply sympathy's sake. For nothing else.
Because, and even that didn't work. I mean, even that didn't come across as sweet grandma. I mean, she came across as like vile and just gross.
She can't do it. She can't be sweet grandma. But the ironic thing is, Tony, when you hear her with her grandchildren and some of these like overhears, and you know that the kids are, she was a very loving grandmother. You know, I mean, like, those two things aren't necessarily mutually exclusive.
Sure.
Right. I mean, she can obviously, and I'm sure she does and always has, like, completely adored her grandchildren. And I think that, you know, she was able to emote that to them throughout the course of their lives. But then when you try to balance it against not just the fact that they're murderers, right? But like that goes without saying. But when you try to reconcile the fact of, okay, you've got a woman who, by all accounts, loves the hell out of her grandchildren, would do anything for them, right?
Yeah.
Is so short-sighted that she doesn't understand at the moment in time that if they do what they're thinking and talking about doing, that it is going to destroy those two boys' lives in a way that nothing else on the planet could. Like for them all, for all of them to be that blind in terms of the impact on those kids is what really disgusts me more than anything else.
Yeah.
You know, because if you just break it down to brass tacks, and this case was really about them just trying to get the kids down to South Florida, and, you know, they'll get over Dan being gone. Like, I mean, just the ability for them to not, to be able to block out anything that was commonsensical about, well, what happens if we get caught?
Yeah.
Like, how is that going to affect these kids? How is it going to affect the kids that their father's not only been killed, but likely that all of us are going to go to prison and they have to operate in society? Because, I mean, look, we could go into just the shitty things that they did with, with respect to changing the kid, the boy's names right after Dan's murdered.
Sure.
You know, I mean, they just did so many awful, awful things that it's impossible to feel any kind of sympathy for them. Yeah. But what I always go back to is that point that I just made that, like, how can any rational person sit there and either block out or be completely unaware of how it's going to impact those two boys growing up?
I think that's the answer is they're not, she's not a rational person. I mean, she's just, her cognitive distortions are mind blowing. Just how crazy they are. And I'll say this, you know, I don't think she adores her grandchildren. I think she adores being adored by her grandchildren. It's and I think because Donna lives in this blinder world where she's just, what I'm going to do, I'm going to do. And everything else on the side, the side effects, everything that's going to catch up with you, she's not seeing over here. But she knows that this narrow path that she's going on and she's always lived her life by isn't getting the input that she used to from her children. She doesn't quite have the pull and the that she used to on her kid, the control that she used to over Charlie and over over Wendy and certainly not Robert. And she's probably missing that a little bit. So that also then I think feeds into this need of, I need these grandkids near me because this is fresh meat. These are new kids that she can control, which she was trying to do. And this is where you get her going into such extremes of trying to talk about dressing them up in Hitler Youth costumes to piss off their Jewish father.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just insane. It's so far off the beaten path of healthy, normal behavior. Donna is just so far out there. I don't think Donna... I get it. On tape, you can hear, and oh, she sounds like an adoring grandmother. It's not about that. It's about getting that feed, that fresh meat from those kids that she's taking in. Oh, this is making me feel good. This is making me feel good. And she would go to any length to get it. And obviously, it didn't end up well.
Yeah, no, and I agree with all of that. But again, I think that two things can exist at the same time. You know what I mean? Just in terms of, because a child isn't going to know whatever underlying motive that person of authority that is a guardian or, you know, a grandparent or a parent, they don't know what their motive is in their mind because we're not mind readers. So ostensibly, when you look at it on its face in terms of how she treated the children, and I'm sure she spoiled them, you know, from until the chickens come home to roost and the kids are now exposed to what she and others have done, you know, I think until that line in the sand was drawn, they probably wouldn't have known just exactly how manipulative she was. Because I think you're right. I think she viewed them as next up, you know, next man up. Like, okay, so my kids are, they're finally starting to pull away in their 40s, you know, but now I've got the grandkids and I can get my, you know, I can get my claws into them and be able to kind of navigate them through life. And, you know, I mean, she was like, my nickname for the woman was the meddler, man, like a Batman villain, you know, because that's exactly what she is. Is she was a meddler to with just deadly consequences. You know, I mean, there's plenty of mothers and fathers out there that meddle in their kids' lives. You know, that can be certainly very annoying to their children. And, you know, as dutiful kids, you know, they may not say anything in terms of, hey, you know, like you gotta stay out of my shit. You know, you take it. They're your parents and, you know, you can always hang up the phone and then you're not going to be with them for a good day. You know what I mean? So there's always,
but when they, I wish it was that easy.
Yeah.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.